It's August 21st, 2009. Hello and welcome to a special edition of MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. This week I'm reporting from the Gnomedex Tech Conference in Seattle. My name is Mark Glazer, I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. Before we get to our special report from Gnomedex, there were a couple important stories that dominated this week. Micro-local data aggregator site Everyblock was bought by MSNBC.com for an undisclosed sum, while the Washington Post announced it would shut down the separate Luden Extra hyperlocal site that it ran. Everyblock aggregates all sorts of local information, including news, crime, restaurant inspections, and photos, all mapped to your specific city block. The startup, run by programmer-journalist Adrian Holovaty, was funded by the Knight Foundation for 2 years, and then open-sourced its code for public use. But MSNBC.com felt it was a project worth continuing, and was open to sharing that data with newspaper sites. MSNBC.com president Charlie Tillinghast told the New York Times, quote, "We do not see it in our interest at all for local newspapers to be weakened. It's a very difficult vacuum to fill without them," end quote. Some folks were pessimistic that the open source code would be picked up and used by others. Open source software consultant John Ekman said open source software projects usually work better if a community helps build a project from the start. He wrote on his blog, quote, "If communities evolve around the open source projects, that's great. And if they don't, then perhaps there was no need to release the open source version. But there was no harm in doing so either," end quote. Now for the news from Gnomedex. I met Kathy Gill, a senior lecturer in the Department of Communications at the University of Washington. Gill believes she's teaching a class this summer that's the first of its kind for digital journalists. It's called Beyond the Fail Whale: How Twitter is Changing Organizations. Her first challenge was getting students just to use Twitter seriously. She also talked to me about how she graded students and how they put together a book as their final project.
The initial challenge was getting the students to see this as a medium that was going to have an impact on journalism. Many of them weren't even on Twitter yet. In fact, most of them did not have a Twitter account. They're being graded on some traditional things. We had readings about networks and stuff, and they had to do those kind of postings. They're getting graded. The participation grade includes things like how often did you tweet, how often did you find resources for the class to use. We have a twine for that. But the primary grade is from this book chapter that they're writing. Yeah. So we're using Lulu. Everything's on the web.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is part of public service on the university's part. Here's 10 weeks, 10 students. That's an incredible amount of man hours. So that these other people don't have to do this. They can learn from my students' work.
Now it's time for just one question. I asked Gnomedex founder and poster boy Chris Perillo how so many attendees of this tech conference became involved with social media before the term even existed.
These people tend to also be influencers or mouthpieces, always looking for the next thing, thinking forward, thinking ahead, doing things like that. And it's the people in this room that, you know, like serving as connectors for those connection points. I don't know. It's like an addiction, I guess. Kind of.
Okay.
Sort of.
Fair enough.
Hopefully a healthy addiction.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. What do you think will happen to hyperlocal news sites? Our last poll question was, would you stop using your iPhone because of its App Store policies? Here's what people said. 59% said they don't even have an iPhone. 28% said they love their iPhone too much to stop using it. 10% said they'll still use it but hate Apple's policy. And one person asked, what policies? Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.